Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Christian Wood, the former Milwaukee Buck, signed a two-year deal with the Lakers, and it's an option, so it's really a one-year deal, but a deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. Talked about always dreaming about playing for the Lakers, yada, yada, yada. And, of course, Christian Wood, power forward slash center, I guess you could say, that was with the Bucks for a short time. And the Bucks decided that it wasn't in their best interest to pursue that long term, and they moved on. And I remember Eric Name and I going back and forth about Christian Wood because I really like Christian Wood. And I was hammering the table to keep Christian Wood one way or the other. And obviously the organization didn't agree with me and they let him go. And Christian Wood, I would say, has had a pretty good career to this point. He's made millions and millions of dollars. And has turned into be a pretty good basketball player. Now, you can argue that Sparky, the fact that he's still sitting out there and only signed for a couple million dollars, how good really is he? Okay, fair enough. Now, defensively, not the best player in the whole wide world. Could he be better? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Christian Wood could be a hell of a lot better defensively. The only thing standing in front of Christian Wood being better defensively is Christian Wood, to be honest. Athletically, he's got all the tools that you need to be a really good defensive player. He really does. And he, you know, just can't seem to put it all together. Now, why put it all together? Don't know. Offensively, he can score. No, he's going to score. And he's going to do his thing offensively. Now, what ends up happening is, when he signs with the Lakers, I see a tweet, not directed at me, but I follow this person on Twitter, as I follow a lot of you on Twitter. And from Solo Young Buck, I guess would be his Twitter account. Been around a long time. I think it's a man. It could be a woman. Don't know. The tweet says, so this man, meaning Christian Wood, was a free agent this whole time in the Lakers. Only signed him for $2.5 million? Question mark, question mark. Like a shocked emoji. That's the same salary we're paying Thanasis, and then we went to sign Robin Lopez for the same price. What in God's name is the front office doing? Why didn't they offer Wood a decent contract? And that is from, again, Solo Young Buck. And he got a response. And this is from Brewers underscore GM, who has been a longtime listener of 1250 for a long time as well. Because why would any team want Brooke, Bobby, and Wood on the same team? Who in their right mind would want three stretch bigs? Oh, wait. What is Mesa saying? Mesa Beck. Now, again, then he was misinterpreted by what Solo Young Buck was saying. He was pretty much saying he agreed with Solo Young Buck at that point. So I'm like, man. Let's look at salaries. Let's look it up. And I like to go to SpotTrack and use SpotTrack. Jay Crowder, Robin Lopez, Malik Beasley, Thanasis, all right there at that $2 million mark. All of them. Beauchamp 2.6, obviously he's not going anywhere. But what really the question is would you rather have Christian Wood over Thanasis? Hell yes. Yes, I would. Every day of the freaking week, I'd rather have Christian Wood over Thanasis. I don't care. He may not be a high-energy guy like Thanasis, and he may not be Giannis's brother, but I would much rather have Christian Wood over Thanasis. Promise you. Guarantee it. Malik Beasley or Thanasis. They needed another guy that can play on the wing and score the basketball and shoot the basketball from outside. Malik Beasley fits that role, so I'd rather have Beasley over Christian Wood if you're going to give me that option. Robin Lopez or Malik Beasley? Now, this here, to me, comes to, okay, what is important for that player to be able to do that is sitting behind Brook Lopez? Because last year, it was Bobby Portis. And as much as I like me some Bobby Portis, not really a shot blocker, necessarily. He'll get some boards, but he's not really a shot blocker. Now, Robin Lopez is... not only is he a shot blocker, but he's not afraid to get down and dirty with somebody on the inside. Hey, throw an elbow here, do whatever he's got to do to clear some room. Step up, defend Giannis or whoever else may be. Kind of be that enforcer type guy. So if that's what you wanted, if Adrian Griffin was looking for toughness in what he wanted behind Brook Lopez, that makes sense. If Adrian Griffin was looking for somebody... that fits that profile and, you know, is a guy that is a good chemistry guy. Or how about this? A guy that's already played with these dudes, a lot of these dudes, and knows exactly how he fits into his role and how he fits into the locker room. See, Robin Lopez fits a lot of boxes, checks a lot of boxes. Is he the offensive player Christian Wood is? Nope, absolutely not. But he does a lot of other stuff that I think is something that they wanted on this team. And if that means that, you know, you sacrifice a little scoring off the bench to have that player who's going to, you know, block some shots and provide some physicalness and that type of deal and be a good team guy, I think it's worth it. So Robin Lopez, Christian Wood. I'm going to go Robin Lopez just because I think he checks a lot more boxes than Christian Wood. Now, I'm not saying Christian Wood wouldn't be a good chemistry guy or a good team guy or whatever the case may be, but I just know, we know for sure that with this current group, a lot of these guys, with Holiday, Middleton, these guys, Robin Lopez fits. You know, remember all the wrestling antics they would do? That scared me to death because I was afraid somebody was going to get hurt messing around before games. Well, that's Robin Lopez stuff. So to me, you know, I guess I'm going to lean Robin Lopez. Now, this next one here, I'm not hearing anybody debate this. And I think it's debatable. And that is Jay Crowder versus Christian Wood. And hear me out. I like Marquette. I like Wisconsin too. I root for both. Didn't go to either school. So I'm not biased. Now, Nathan Marzion, when he's here, he's completely biased and will tell you so. He doesn't like Wisconsin. He loves Marquette because he went to Marquette. Totally acceptable. Most people that go to Madison can't stand Marquette. Most people that go to Marquette can't stand Madison. So I get that. I understand that. No big deal. What I'm telling you is, I didn't go to either, so I'm just telling you what I see. Jay Crowder did not look like Jay Crowder of 5 years ago when he played for the Bucks last year. Did not. And as we've talked about numerous times on this podcast, that's why he didn't get any run under Bud, regardless of what he thinks, why this did or did not happen. He didn't deserve the run. He didn't play well when he was out there. He just didn't. That's facts. So now, we've talked about this too, of you give up all these second-round picks and whatever else. So now it's, oh, well, let's try and make this work as best we can and bring back Jay. Now, you could argue, oh, they don't care about all the second-round picks, Sparky. Whatever, it's fine. Okay, maybe. But John Horst has to put his head down going, I gave up five players, and that's what they are, folks. They're players. Second-round picks are players. Now, all five players may not be in the league by the time it's all said and done. May not be any good. But what if one of them turns out to be a Michael Redd? What if one of them turns out to even be Balmute or Ilyasova? What happens if one of them turns out to be that guy? Because those guys had careers and were in the league for a while and can be instrumental players, starting or off the bench for a team, depending on who you're talking about. To me, you bringing back Jay is saying, hey, you know, you missed half of the season. Maybe you weren't as ready to go as we thought you were. And now you're going to have a full summer to get this thing ready. Not paying you anything, right? So we're going to give this another chance to kind of prove to ourselves that making that trade was the wise decision, but we misread the room as far as how long it would take you to get back into shape to play at the level we expect. And if it doesn't work out with Jay Crowder, no big deal. If he looks old and slow again, then you're only a couple $1 million out and all is well, right? Fine. We got egg on our face twice, but at least we tried it again. Maybe Giannis wanted Jay Crowder back. Or maybe Milton and Holiday. Maybe all three of them are like, dude, gotta have him. Good teammate, good guy, blah, 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 blah. Want him on our team. Want him with us, don't want to have to play against him. That could be too. Maybe the guys went to bat for him. I'm telling you, I'd rather have Christian Wood than Jay Crowder.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.